This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. About 3,000 more children living in poverty could qualify for free full-day preschool under a proposed rule change. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The proposal would make four-year-olds from families at or below the federal poverty level eligible for tuition-free full-day classes. When the state tightened eligibility requirements this summer, many very low-income families were cut to 15 hours of preschool. The rule change aims to fix that. State officials say enrollment and budget forecasts indicate there's enough money to pay for the extra hours. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Conditions on the Colorado River have improved enough that a current water-saving agreement should be enough to keep the river system stable. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
This is a big change from the U.S. Department of the Interior. In 2022, the agency said drastic cuts from states were needed to avoid a crisis on the Colorado River, and it threatened to use its power to force the cuts if needed. A wet winter and spring changed the math, and the feds are sending a strong signal that a water-saving plan announced by California, Arizona, and Nevada in May will be enough to avoid an emergency for now. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Members of Colorado's congressional delegation are asking insurance companies to extend living expenses for Marshall Fire survivors. The request asks insurance providers to extend coverage from 2 years to 3 years. The two-year anniversary of the Marshall Fire is this December. A tech company is adding 200 new jobs to its operation in Colorado Springs. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
Frontier Technology Incorporated is just the latest company to choose Colorado Springs for its expansion. The Dayton, Ohio-based business already employs 60 people in the city and works with the Department of Defense in developing space-related programs. The new jobs have an average annual salary of more than $130,000. The expansion comes with more than $100,000 in performance-based tax incentives over the next 10 years. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.